good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
We've got Dr. Carl Orringer, MD. He's the newest guy on the block in the cardiovascular division. He just moved here from Cleveland back to Miami. It's a homecoming. Dr. Orringer's a triple cane. Well, I'm a Gator, but that's okay. We can all get along here in the world. We're going to talk about excessive levels of cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood and all kinds of other cool stuff having to do with your heart health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Orringer.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, listen, great to have you on the show. Now, tell me a little bit about, you've got a preventative cardiovascular medicine, an LDL, I can't say the apheresis program?
Yeah, you know, Jim, the truth of the matter is that high cholesterol is a major public health problem in the United States, and it's what's at the basis of so many heart attacks and needs for stents and also places people at risk for stroke and for other artery blockage problems. So our program at the University of Miami is going to be focused on trying to identify the best and safest methods to treat people, to keep them out of trouble. We always like to think that there are great ways we can take care of people when they're in the midst of a heart attack or a stroke, but the truth of the matter is that it makes us even happier to prevent those from happening in the first place, and that's what our program is focused on.
Yeah, a friend of mine had a heart attack when he was in his early 50s, and he leaned upon me to go and get the nuclear stress test. I told him he was crazy. I went and got it and found out I was healthy, and let me tell you, I breathe a lot better because of that.
You know, that's a very interesting comment because, you know, in fact, in many cases, people who have normal stress tests can still be in trouble.
Really?
And yes, the reason for that is that the disease that causes heart attacks begins in the wall of the arteries, and the wall of the arteries, when the problem's in the wall of the arteries, it may not cause blockage to flow in the artery, and therefore the stress test can be normal. But in many cases, we find that if people have a host of risk factors for heart disease, or sometimes if people undergo a test like coronary calcium scoring, where they actually can see whether there are calcium deposits in the walls of the arteries, we all of a sudden know that these people may be at higher risk than they thought, and we can initiate treatment approaches that actually reduce their risk so that they never get into trouble.
Well, hold on there, then. I'm 54. Do I need to be taking these tests?
Well, you know what? The real issue, before we talk about tests that are extensive and all and may require you to go in and spend money, et cetera, is to think about the basic tests that we do in our doctor's offices. And most of the disorders that cause heart attacks can actually be identified by basic blood testing. And so the great place to start is by seeing your doctor, making sure that your doctor does the screening blood test, particularly a lipid profile, and checking your blood sugar as well, and checking your blood pressure, and if you smoke, making sure you stop smoking. And all those things together are the first steps that you should take to find out if you are at risk, and then if you're at risk, deciding what to do about it.
Whoosh, I feel better already because I get that stuff done all the time. And when I have my cholesterol test, they usually tell me I'm at the somewhat higher part of the range, and then they calm me down and go, but that's good cholesterol. Is there good cholesterol?
Well, you know, we have thought in the past that when an individual is found to have a high level of HDL cholesterol, which is the so-called good cholesterol, that is great news and that protects them. We've now learned in recent years that in any given individual, the level of HDL cholesterol has only a limited value in terms of what it can tell you about your heart risk. So many people that I see actually have been found to have high levels of HDL cholesterol and still come in with blocked arteries and heart attacks. So it's not just the HDL cholesterol, it's looking at all the risk factors together. What is your LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol? Are you a smoker? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have diabetes? Do you have a family history of early heart disease? Those are the most important factors that help us to determine whether a person is at unusually high risk for a heart problem. But sometimes those tests alone don't give you the answer. And under those circumstances, doctors may consider doing additional testing, which can help to more clearly identify whether a person is at risk or not.
Now, I want to talk a little bit and give your, you know, give the a little bit more airtime to the novel preventative cardiovascular program that you're going to be having at UHealth. Can you tell me really a little bit about that in like layman's terms?
Well, there are, first of all, there are individuals who seem to be well-treated, but it turns out they may be at higher risk. So part of what we do is to use the most current guideline-based assessment of a person's risk. And so we're very, very careful to be sure that we are aware of and using the most current guidelines to assess a patient's risk. Secondly, when people are found to be high risk, we want to make sure that those individuals are on proper forms of preventive care. Thirdly, when patients are found to be at low risk, we want to make sure that they know things about diet and exercise that they can do to keep them out of trouble, but we tend to move away from drug treatment in those people because their risk is low. And then finally, there are some people who have family histories of early heart disease or people who have already had heart problems who want to avoid getting another heart attack. We look very carefully at their risk factors, oftentimes going beyond the traditional blood testing to examine whether they fall into unusually high risk categories. And if they do, we then initiate forms of treatment that can help to prevent heart attacks in those individuals. But there are some patients who, in fact, have extremely high levels of cholesterol. These generally are people with genetic disorders where their cholesterol levels are so high that the current drug treatments are not effective in reducing their risk, or when they're unable to tolerate cholesterol treatments and still have very high cholesterol levels. Under those circumstances, some of those patients are candidates for a procedure called LDL apheresis. This is a procedure where we place an intravenous line in one large vein and then another intravenous line in another large vein and basically run the patient's blood through a special type of filtration system to remove about 75% of the bad cholesterol and return the clean blood to the patient.
Well, doctor, I'm sorry, but we only have like a minute left. And what I want to do is I want to get you to tell us how people can get a hold of you, please.
Sure. The best place to call to get an appointment or find out more information is 305-243-5554. Once again, that's 305-243-5554.
Doctor, I want to thank you. We've got to have you back on the program, but I do want to say one last thing. I want to thank you for bringing your talents to South Beach from Cleveland.
It's a pleasure, Jim. We're really happy to do that, and we're looking forward to a great time here in Florida and once again to have the opportunity to work at the University of Miami Medical Center.
All right. Well, listen, we're glad to have you. We're glad to have everybody at UHealth. And we'll be right back after this message. Bruce Turkell and I are going to talk about, is the Beckham brand being tarnished by his lack of success in Miami? Back after this.